Well, then Luke was just, by good mean, Luke was a good man, Luke. But he was top of slew, man. He took a sick attend to make up his mind, and then that's what he gave his mind me to. It took him as long to start the job, because it could have been the end one, you know. I might even used to tell him. He was a very good scholar to he. But never was out the countryside, man. Why, damn, he used to have a lately. He's in the Belgium, mortally kind, man.
Oh,
and he had some friends of about, what's he called, place? They were a bit at it, man.
Up the bench, Alistair Way?
No, this side, man. This side of Haldwistle up on the hill. I got on here, it's gone, huh?
Morwood.
Morwood. They had some friends somewhere all that district. One day, and my name was Mick Sets, and I used to preach like the chapel, and all quiet. My God, he got a grand surveyor's job. He put in for surveyor's job in Yorkshire, settled in Yorkshire. My God, he was heat surveyor lately. But mainly, he knew he was a bit thinner, but he was slow, but he was sure.
He knew
what he was doing. He come in. Oh, my God, he said, carry down, making you an old, you know, and desert in. Forced to tar. Kinnersley was beautiful every day, you know. Kinnersley says to finish your damage, he says, you can have your own way, and he says, if you think you can do it, he says, go on, he says, how good it. He couldn't get over us, man. You know, he was riding in his way, but then his way, man, was saying, I could wait for us. We would walk twice as fast through. We would do as much walk. We knew his way was going to take us about half a day. Yeah, you know, it wasn't day for us at all. We wanted to get out of the thing. Bad man, the life was as he do. And Kinnersley, he was at Abel Chapman's sister, man. Kinnersley's wife was Abel Chapman's sister. My God, I says he do with the tweezer, man. He said, come to me, you know, have a bit fun of their way. For me. I generally turned it over the room. He was a fine fellow, Kinnersley, though. A man at Minyards, what you were doing, what it was, if he did come and said anything to you, he never took a bit of offence of what you said. And, you know, you sent your bill in the month end, you bills have gone in every month, you know, horse in kirtan like that. And he was never the man to say it was a mistake. Never once, never turned on it. Yeah. I hadn't had the time to keep. It was me, he just got it told her, and I generally had the time to keep him. And mind you, I did the thing that was honest. If a horse was torn off at 3 o'clock that afternoon, I marked it short, you know. I was honest near for him, and whether he tumbled to that or what, I can't tell you, but he never was once the man to say to me to avoid me to my sleep. I come him and did get on wheel. I mean, once at all. He was a soldier, Captain Martin. He went into the other system, Chapman's. And he came back, got he had three laddies, man, they were three devils. We, you know, went away, folks, you know, I'm blank, seen? Dear Chapman. And that was a nephew. And, one day, by God, they were not let the horses lean, you know. Wouldn't get the horses to stand, we were making the new duck burn. Now just the term that was given the man there. I said, just taking notice, I said, I'll catch him lightly. I stood in the back of the horse, you know, let him come. I got a wheel out and I just nabbed the neck. And I just over my knee with him, and mind I didn't have plant him. I did. He went here and he told his father. Courtney. Captain Courtney. And Captain Courtney landed him. And he spoke to me. I said, I want you to come and see me with the ladies. He says, yes. He says, what did you thrash my boy for? I said, I'll do it again. I says, if he comes to this, I says, I'm telling you now. Mm. I says, if he just comes back again, I says, and tries the same game, and I says, he's been tying on. I says, I'll see him again. I tell him exactly what happened. He says,